I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The only televised debate outside Chicago between the Democratic candidates for governor has been canceled. That's because J.B. Pritzker would not commit to attending the debate in Springfield. Pritzker says he's already done about 50 forums and joint appearances.
We actually have agreed back in December to do 6 debates. And that was very well known. This debate came up later.
Pritzker spoke on the public radio talk show The 21st. A campaign spokesperson later reached out to say Pritzker misspoke about the timing of the invitation for the Springfield debate, but did not provide another explanation for not participating. His opponents, Daniel Biss and Chris Kennedy, gathered more than 3,400 signatures in petitions to get the March 5th debate to continue. Meanwhile, Pritzker wants to increase state revenue in order to fund everything from schools to job creation. Christine Herman has more.
Pritzker says it's the governor's job to introduce a balanced budget. And speaking on Illinois Public Media's daily talk show, The 21st, the 53-year-old billionaire says his budget would focus on several key priorities.
Making sure every child gets a quality education in the state of Illinois, making sure that we expand health care to make it universal in Illinois, and then we've got to create jobs here.
To boost state revenue, Pritzker supports a progressive state income tax, increasing tax rates for the wealthy and cutting them for middle and lower income residents. He also wants to shift more of the burden for funding schools to the state and invest in early childhood education, which he says would save money over the long term. I'm Christine Herman.
Pritzker is one of 6 Democrats running for governor. House Speaker Michael Madigan dismissed another top lieutenant in his political organization, this time citing inappropriate behavior by a volunteer toward a candidate and staff during the 2016 campaign. The Chicago Tribune reports several staffers approached Madigan with complaints about Shaw Dechramer's behavior, including State Representative Deb Conroy. Conroy declined to detail the behavior, but called it an abuse of power. Dechramer is a Capitol lobbyist and one-time campaign staffer for Madigan. Dechramer could not be reached for comment Monday. Finally, a 23-year-old from suburban Chicago has been charged with hiring another man to kill his parents. The DuPage County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a call from a couple saying they were attacked with a hammer inside their home in Glen Ellen. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU police say they're investigating an attempted criminal sexual assault. Investigators say they were told about the incident in the 400 block of West Freeman Street, an off-campus address, yesterday. The victim told police that a man came into the home with his face covered and made her believe she was going to be raped. Police say the victim wasn't physically injured. The suspect is a black male, 6 feet tall, heavy set with light brown eyes. He was wearing gray sweatpants, a gray fleece hoodie, and a ski mask with the SIU logo on it. The victim also said the man had a unique accent. Anyone with information is asked to call the SIU Department of Public Safety or Carbondale Police. In his budget address earlier this month, Governor Bruce Rauner didn't give specifics about those who treat substance abusers and those with mental health issues. But he did say he wants to fully fund programs like those that combat opioid addiction and abuse. Centerstone CEO John Markley says while the money is a good start, the availability of the resources is just as important.
We're looking at medication assisted services. They call it MAT. Okay. One of the biggest challenges for us to provide that services is getting providers, i.e. medical doctors, to supervise that service. And many of our people in our communities that are trying to get those services and that are dealing with addiction are having to go outside here in Southern Illinois. They're going down to Missouri to get those services.
Markley says he simply needs more help.